If you'd like to spend some time with real people with a real heart for God, we welcome you to visit us at Harvest Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Our Sunday morning services are held at 10:30, and our Family Night Fellowship takes place on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Come experience God's awesome, life-changing power as we worship in His presence, fellowship with one another, commit to discipleship, and share God's love through evangelism. For more information or directions, visit harvestnova.com. That's harvestnova.com.
I'll be sharing from Psalm 84, and while I'll be sharing from verses throughout the chapter, I want to particularly take as our main text verse 12 of Psalm 84, which says, O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. The title of my message today that I'm going to share in the next few minutes is Trusting God in the Valley. Trusting God in the Valley. You know, we live in unprecedented times. You don't need me to tell you that. Our entire way of life has, to a large degree, been altered by something none of us could have envisioned just a short time ago. And one of the hardest things for millions of us in the church around the world is not being able to physically come together in the house of God. While we're doing our best to maintain our connection through technology, and we know that this time of separation will come to an end at some point, still there is a longing in our hearts for the house of God. Psalm 84 expresses that longing for God's house. Now, some scholars feel that it may have been written during a time in Israel's history when the nation was under siege by Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, in 701 BC. The author may have been a Levite who normally served in the temple at Jerusalem, but was now prevented from doing so because of the siege. Prevented from being in the house of God. Boy, we can relate to that in 2020, can't we? For its origin, the psalm speaks of being in the valley of Baca. It mentions that in verse number 6. Now, there are two things to note here that I want to mention. First of all, valleys in Scripture are symbolic of the difficult circumstances that we experience in life, as opposed to being in a place of victory, that is, on the mountaintop. The imagery here in Psalm 84 is of one making a long, difficult pilgrimage through the valley toward the temple on Mount Zion. The second thing to note is that the word Baca used here is thought to refer to a tree or a shrub that grows in dry places. So this pilgrim writes of longing for the house of God while being in a desert-like valley. In other words, a valley of hardship or weeping. It is in the midst of these painful, trying circumstances that the message of this psalm rings out. I'll read it again. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. I want to encourage you today by sharing the fact that in these challenging times, you can be blessed by trusting in the Lord. So let's look at some of the benefits this morning of trusting God in the valley. The first benefit is this: you can trust God to be your sanctuary. Sanctuary. What is a sanctuary? Well, first of all, the text tells us that the sanctuary is God's dwelling place. Verse 1 says that what makes an earthly place a sanctuary is God's presence. A desire for the sanctuary of God is really a desire for God Himself. Listen to verse number 2 as well. My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Can you relate to that this morning? I know I can. We associate the term sanctuary with a place of protection and peace. We think of an animal sanctuary, a bird sanctuary. Also, we think of church buildings used as sanctuaries for refugees. For the believer in Jesus Christ, what makes the sanctuary a place of peace and protection is the presence of Almighty God. Now, we are here sending out this live stream from what we call here in our church building our sanctuary. I love the sanctuary. There are a few of us here today. And when I'm here in my office at the church building during the week, sometimes I come into the sanctuary with no one here but the Lord. And I love to just spend time with the Lord here in the sanctuary. But I want to make a very clear point this morning. In the natural, this room is really a room made up of ordinary materials. Wood frame, sheetrock, four walls, carpet on the floors, paint on the walls, light fixtures, electrical lines running through the walls, equipment that you might find in thousands of other rooms. And yes, we do have a lighted cross that shows this is the sanctuary of God. But in the natural, this is just a room. Matter of fact, if you were to be here right now and able to see around like I can, it would look more like a studio than a church sanctuary to bring you this live stream. But my point is this. What makes this a sanctuary is the presence of the living God. And what's so awesome about that is where you are today watching this live stream is a sanctuary because God is there. In the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant was covered with a gold chest, and affixed to the top of that chest were two cherubims leaning forward with their wings almost touching. And between those cherubim, God chose to manifest his presence. We know that God is everywhere, but he chose to manifest his presence as he chooses when we gather together to manifest his presence here in the church sanctuary. And I believe if we reach out to him, if our spiritual antenna is up, we can sense that where we are right now, where you are right now, is a sanctuary because God is there. The sanctuary is God's dwelling place. A sanctuary is also a place of worship. Verses 3 and 4 say, even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. The psalmist here is envious on his trek through the valley, envious of the birds who can freely get to the house of God. But he refers to it as a place where there's an altar, a place where they are ever praising you. A sanctuary is a place of worship. I trust that you're in a spirit of worship where you are, making that a sanctuary of the presence of God. The psalm also tells us in verse 10 that the sanctuary is the best place to be. How many know where God is the best place to be? It says, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. So a sanctuary is God's dwelling place, a place of worship, and the best place to be. You know, we have places throughout the world called embassies. Our nation, the United States, has embassies in almost every country throughout the world. And other countries have their embassies here as well. And the thing about an embassy is this. An embassy, all the grounds within the gates of that embassy, within its walls, are the sovereign territory of the nation whose embassy that is. You can go to an embassy, a United States embassy in any country, and when you are within the walls of that embassy, you are on the sovereign territory of the United States because that is a sanctuary. Let me tell you, child of God, wherever you are and the presence of God is with you, that is a sanctuary. That is God's dwelling place. That is a place of worship. That is the best place to be. And no matter what trial you're going through, whether you're suffering from coronavirus or an economic downturn or other difficulties and problems, whatever valley, dry valley you may find yourself in, I want you to know that you can trust God to be your sanctuary. Praise God. Praise God. God is your sanctuary. You can trust him in the valley to be your sanctuary. Secondly, we find from this psalm that you can trust God to be your strength. You can trust him to be your strength. And there are three principles here that I want to share with you. First of all, real strength comes from God. Verse 5 says, blessed are those whose strength is in you. Where do you get your strength from this morning? We can refer to physical strength, We have varying degrees of that. We can refer to emotional or psychological strength. Some people, athletes or coaches, talk about mental toughness, mental strength. We can think of the strength of military might, of governments, the strength of position and authority. But the Word of God declares that real strength comes from Almighty God. Blessed are those whose strength is in you. Where are you receiving your strength from this morning? You can receive your strength from God. The second thing I want to share with you relative to strength is this, that God's strength enables us to flourish in a dry place. Verse 6, this is so awesome, says, as they passed through the valley of Baca, meaning the pilgrims making their way through the valley toward the house of God, as they passed through the valley of Baca, the dry place, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. Did you know that as you look to God for your strength in the valley, in the dry place, in the difficult season in life, that He can cause you not just to survive, not just to endure that dry place, but He can actually cause you to thrive. Amen? Do you believe that this morning? The valley can become a place of springs, where the autumn rains, where God sends His rains, even in the desert, even in the dry place. When we receive our strength from Him, we can flourish even in a dry place. My prayer for you, church, and all those watching by way of this stream, or perhaps watching later on the recorded video, is this, that if you're in a dry place, in a difficult circumstance, that the strength of God would make you flourish, would make you prosper in that dry place, like Job, who came out of his trial better than he was before the trial. The third thing about trusting God for our strength is this, that God continually renews our strength. Verse 7 says, they go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. How many know we need a shot of strength from time to time? Strength as the occasion calls for. Listen to this encouraging word from Isaiah 40. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You may need a shot of energy today, not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally as well. God wants to renew your strength. Last week, we had a prayer before the service with the praise team, the few who were gathered here. And as I prayed, I prayed and said, Lord, last week's anointing was good for last week, but it's not enough for today. We need a fresh anointing. How many know God wants to give you a fresh anointing, a fresh jolt of energy, a fresh delivery of strength today? He renews our strength. We all know, I think, what adrenaline is. Adrenaline is a hormone produced by the adrenal glands, and it plays an important role, scientists tell us, in the fight or flight response by increasing blood flow to our muscles, increasing the output of the heart, increasing pupil dilation response, and increasing our blood sugar level. It can also be ministered as medication, an artificial form known as epinephrine, which is used to treat a number of medical conditions, including anaphylaxis and cardiac arrest. There are stories, I'm sure you've heard them, of adrenaline enabling individuals to perform feats of great strength, often occurring in times of great crisis. For example, there are stories of parents lifting the part of a car when their child is trapped underneath, something they could not ordinarily do. They do that because adrenaline surges through their bodies. The strength of God this morning is a spiritual, emotional, and physical adrenaline that is available to us when we need it most. Isn't that awesome? Our God gives us what we need most. There are times for all of us, however strong we may think we are, when our strength gives out. Our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual strength will fail us at times. There are things such as this virus and other things that are beyond our control. In times like this, I'll ask you what I asked before. Where do you find your strength? Turn to the Lord. He will give you the strength you need to face the challenges that are before you. It's a natural human response to despair when we can't cope with our circumstances. But I want to challenge you today, instead of despairing, instead look to Him. Look to Almighty God. He will not fail you. Hallelujah. You can trust Him in the valley to be your strength. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. What's the third thing you can trust God in the valley for? You can trust Him to be your source. I love this. Verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those whose walk is blameless." Look what He supplies to us. He is a sun, it says, to enlighten us, and a shield to protect us. God provides enlightenment. God provides protection wherever we are, wherever we roam, or even if we're sheltered in place in our homes. God protects us because He is our source. It says also He bestows favor and honor. Now, many other translations translate this phrase, He provides grace and glory. He provides grace and glory. And grace here is grace to bear up under our trials. Have you felt the hand of God supplying you with the grace that you need? He supplies grace to bear up under the trial you're experiencing. And He provides glory after the trial. God will elevate us. We may feel beaten down. We may feel underneath it all, but God provides glory to elevate us on the other end of our trial. I mentioned Job a few minutes ago. The scripture says at the end of the book of Job, with all the horrible trials he went through, that the end of Job was better than the beginning, better than before the trial. As I said before, God doesn't want to just have you endure the trial, but He wants to cause you to flourish in the trial. He provides glory. And just in case we're leaving anything out, thirdly, He is our source for everything we need. Look at the latter part of verse 11. No good thing does He withhold from those whose walk is blameless. What a powerful word of assurance. If you and I are walking with God, doesn't mean we have to be perfect. None of us would qualify. But if we walk with God, if He is our God, if we are walking with Him and clinging to Him, it says that no good thing will He withhold from us. Church, that's the word of the Lord to you this morning. Anything you need that is good, that is for your benefit, He will supply. He is your source. You know, in World War II, when Germany, while it was fighting the Allied forces on its Western Front, it's simultaneously Hitler made a decision to invade the Soviet Union on its Eastern Front. And he did so very aggressively, and as the German troops advanced deep into Soviet territory, they made a tactical mistake. They advanced too far and they outran their supply lines. And that is a huge tactical mistake in warfare. If you can't get supplies to your troops, you are doomed. And that's what happened to Germany. And so when the brutal Russian winter began to set in, the German troops were lacking their desperately needed supplies, and that led to the nation's defeat. Can I tell you something this morning? Wherever you are, you cannot outrun God's supply lines. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, in whatever circumstance you find yourself, He will get to you what you need because you can trust Him as your source. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you need today? Finances? Material goods? Health? Wisdom? Encouragement? Comfort? Whatever it is. Whatever it is, hear me this morning. More importantly, hear the word of the Lord. Whatever you need, God has an abundant supply. You know, I've gone to the grocery store as you have, and I've seen down certain aisles. We know certain items, it's jarring in our prosperous culture, isn't it, right now, to see rows of grocery store shelves that are empty. Many of us haven't seen that in our lifetimes. It's jarring. It's unsettling. Can I tell you this? God's shelves are never empty. He has everything you need. While he never promised that we wouldn't have some tough times, he did promise that he would provide whatever we need. Listen to this encouraging word from Philippians 4:19. I bet you could quote it by heart. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. This morning, church, look to God Almighty as your source. Hallelujah. I want to conclude with the verse that I began this message with. Psalm 84:12. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man, and man is generic there. It means blessed is the person who trusts in you. Who or what are you trusting in today during your time in the valley? Government? Experts? Friends? Even yourself? All these can be helpful at times, but only in limited measure. Ultimately, this morning, we need to put our trust in Almighty God. Have you done that today? Maybe you're listening to this live stream and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the beginning place. That is the ultimate place to begin to trust God. And if that's the case with you, will you ask Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life? In just a moment, I'm going to lead us in a prayer. And the first part of that prayer is going to be leading those of you who will pray with me wherever you are to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But then I also submit to all of us that whatever you're enduring today, whatever valley you find yourself in, you can trust God in the valley. You can trust him to be your sanctuary, your dwelling place, your place of protection and peace. You can trust him to provide the strength that you need. And you can trust him to be the source for anything that you need in your life. Be encouraged by the word of God today.